Hey everyone, welcome back. It's me, Christopher.
And me, Laura.
And the last time we saw you,
yeah.
We were discussing a lost credit card of a guy named Brian.
Right, and it turned out that I did not lose my credit card, nor my wallet.
Where was it?
It was just in my bag.
Oh, my God.
There were too many things in my bag, and I tend to miss it.
Oh, you have one of those big bags.
Right.
Yeah, I find those bags are crazy. I think it's much better to be a guy. We just have a simple wallet.
Yeah.
And it just goes in a pocket.
Do you have a credit card? Do you have many credit cards?
I have some credit cards in the States, the United States,
right?
But I've cut them up.
Because?
Well, I live here, so I have no need for it.
But what about here in Taiwan? Do you use credit cards often?
No, and I wouldn't, probably. I don't really like them.
Really?
Yeah, but I can tell you more about that later.
And I can tell you more about the good side, you know, like the benefits that credit cards can give.
Okay, and I will tell you the cons, the bad side.
And
so I am the devil, like, don't get credit cards, you're evil. And she's like,
waste all your money. Okay.
But, all right, let's hop into this article.
Reading. The pros and cons of credit cards.
The credit card is the ultimate icon of the modern shopper. It's slim and more convenient than carrying lots of cash and counting coins. With credit cards, consumers can shop almost anywhere around the world. In addition, most purchases over the internet require credit cards. The allure of credit card has led many people to serious money trouble. All the purchases made with credit cards create debt. If the debt is not repaid within a certain period, interest builds up. Furthermore, as credit cards are so easy to get and use, many enthusiastic shoppers overspend and owe more debts than they can pay back. In conclusion, credit cards are a great convenience that must be used with caution. Remember to keep track of bills and pay the balance in full each month. Always bear in mind that the card is a loan from the bank, not free money. This way, one can really enjoy the benefits brought by credit cards.
All right, so the credit card is the ultimate icon of the modern shopper. So ultimate icon is like the fundamental or basic image.
Oh. All
right, so it is the thing which is so closely related to another thing that they are difficult to separate. So for example, you have John Lennon is difficult to separate from the Beatles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think that are the same thing?
Are there other things that are difficult to separate? Maybe like Bella and Edward.
Okay, I think we get the idea.
Oh, okay,
we get it. Okay, so ultimate icon, 其实 ultimate 有着这个基本啊，或是根本这样的意思哦。像是呢，我们会说 hard work is the ultimate source of success， 也就是努力工作是成功的资本。不过 ultimate 还有这个最终的意思，像是 the ultimate goal， 就是最终目的。OK， 那 icon 呢是什么呢？就是有象征意义的图像。OK, for example, I could say the Statue of Liberty has become an American cultural icon. OK, 这其实本课要说的呢，就是啊，现在的购物者，也就是 modern shopper, 其实我们就是现在买东西呢，哎呀，我们都少不了用到信用卡这个东西，所以看到信用卡就想到就是要买东西，这样这两个是密不可分啊。
OK, so the credit card, it's slim and more convenient than carrying lots of cash and counting coins.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. OK, so if something is slim, like, kind of like us.
I guess we're slim. Do I disappear?
OK, slim 其实有的 you're talking about thin, 它就是很薄的意思哦。不过它也可以形容人非常的纤细苗条哦。I think most singers and, you know, actresses, they look pretty thin. And I think they're even thinner in person.
Maybe. Oh, is it because the camera adds like 10 pounds?
Yeah, that's what I heard. And convenient, of course, we're talking about credit cards. They're slim and also they're more convenient than carrying coins and stuff. Okay, so I think smartphones are very, very convenient. 很方便. I use it for taking pictures, checking my schedule, and emails every day, and Facebook and stuff like that. Now, coins 就是硬币的意思。In Taiwan, we have $1, $5, $10 coins. But in some countries, there's like
mine, we have a penny, which is one cent.
One cent.
Have the nickel, which is five.
Okay.
The dime, which is 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the quarter, which is 25.
In Australia, we just have 10 cents, 20 cents, and 50 cents. And we call it cents, like, you know, the whole thing. Yeah, and 如果是钞票，我们就可以用 bills 或是 notes。所以客人提到，信用卡不但很轻薄，而且比如果你身上带很多的 cash 现金，或者是你要数硬币，更加的方便啦。
Okay, so with credit cards, the consumers, the people using the card, the shoppers, can shop almost anywhere around the world. Consumer is a noun, and it's someone who buys goods or services for personal use. An example, Taiwanese consumers tend to buy outsider products from Samsung and Apple over Taiwanese brands like HTC. Taiwanese consumers or shoppers tend to buy outsider products from Samsung and Apple over Taiwanese brands like HTC.
Yeah, that's me. I should use an iPhone 5. Anyway, 客人提到的 with credit cards is just, now there are other things you can do with credit cards too, like you can pay bills or online shopping, things like that. 你可以用来缴费啦，或是线上购物。Okay, so Chris explained what a consumer is. Okay, I like to compare with the word customer.
Right, yeah.
Client, okay. 所以呢，通常如果我们要表示一般最普通的顾客，其实就用 customer 这个字。That's the most general word.
Right.
For example, if you go to a 7-Eleven very often, you could say, I'm a regular customer at 7-Eleven. Regular customer 就是常客这样子的意思啦。而这个刚刚课文提到的 consumer, 它其实就是指消费者这样子的意思啦。So often, when you buy things, I think consumers have the right to return goods within 7 days.
Or in 10 Taiwan,
days. Maybe. Or in maybe the, in 10 days.
In the US, it's 30 days.
Oh,
yeah, that's like a month
better. 所以通常我们提到消费者的 权利啊，我们都会用到 consumer 这个字啦。那另外我常常到企业上课的时候呢，在企业他们用另外一个字来称呼他们的客户哦，就是 client, C-L-I-E-N-T. Okay,
right.
这个就是客户这样的意思啊，比较专业啦。
So the article continues, in addition, most purchases over the internet require credit cards, which makes sense because you can't really put your money or coins in your computer. You can't take your laptop and go, send that money and close it. It doesn't go anywhere.
Okay, in addition, 或者我们也会说 besides,Furthermore, 都是有除此之外呢，很多的买卖呢，在网络上都需要用到信用卡哦。
Okay, so the allure of credit cards has led many people to serious money trouble.
Ooh, that's true. Allure, it's a difficult word. It's a quality that attracts people, 就是诱惑力、魅力。也就是说，信用卡的诱惑会导致很多人呢，就有严重的金钱上的问题。
Okay, so all of the purchases made with credit cards create debt. Debt is something owed, especially money. Our example for debt, which is spelled D-E-B-T, D-E-B-T, debt. I shouldn't have used a credit card to pay for everything, because now my debt is too great to pay off. I shouldn't have used a credit card to pay for everything, because now my debt, or the amount of money I owe, is too great to pay off.
Wow, debt. Remember that B is silent, so don't say debt.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, okay. B 是不发音，所以就直接用 debt. 那 debt 就有着债啦。那通常如果你要说某人他负债累累，你要怎么说呢？你可以说 he is drowning in a sea of debt. It just means he owes a very large amount of money, not that he's in the ocean and drowning or something
like
that.
Yeah, in money, no.
Or there's another phrase that you can describe when someone is in debt. He has a mountain of debt.
Ooh.
就是他欠巨债。那另外如果口语一般如果说啊我现在就是欠很多债你可以说 I'm deep or heavily in debt or I'm for example thousands of dollars in debt which I am not those are just example sentences
oh from real life
no
okay so anyway, when you think of debt and they say like a mountain of debt
right?
or like an ocean very big wide vast and a mountain very tall like a lot That's how you can remember those idioms. Okay, so if the debt is not repaid within a certain period, interest builds up. So repay is a verb. It means to pay someone money that was borrowed. Example, Bill repaid the 2,000 NT I loaned him last month.
Mm-hmm.
Bill repaid or gave back the money he borrowed. To me, the 2,000 I loaned him last month.
How nice. Repay 就是偿还或是把钱还给谁这样意思。那 interest 呢，当然就是指利息啦。所以呢，如果你没有在特定的期限内偿还你这个在信用卡用的这个钱的这个债务呢，当然你的利息也就是 interest 就会 build up， 也就是增加哦。
Right. So furthermore, as credit cards are so easy to get and use.Many enthusiastic shoppers overspend and owe more debts than they can pay back. So we see enthusiastic as an adjective to describe the shopper. It's a feeling of like an energetic interest in a particular subject or activity like shopping and the desire to be involved in it.So a shopaholic might not have any money to spend, but they'll use a credit card or they'll go shopping anyway. So Maggie seemed enthusiastic about the idea of living abroad for a year. Maggie seemed enthusiastic about the idea of living abroad for a year. So she seemed very excited for this.
Okay, enthusiastic 就是有这个热烈的、热情这样的意思。那通常我们可以用 I'm enthusiastic about or over 什么东西来表示对什么东西很热爱。那所以课文提到的 enthusiastic shopper 就是指那些非常爱买东西的购物狂啦。因为信用卡很方便啦，所以他们随时随地买东西，常常就会怎么样？Overspend 就是花钱过多、超支这样的意思啊，所以就欠更多他们付不起的债务哦。Oh， 这里指的就是欠的意思，而 pay back 啊、就是偿还这样的意思。And you just Chris just mentioned a shopaholic 是什么呢？就是购物狂。I want to mention this other really cute word in Chinese， 卡奴 a card slave。That's a new term. It's actually talking about people in Taiwan who can only pay the minimum balance on their credit card debt every month， and they're kind of like slaves， like they're working really hard just to pay that。
Well, that's, I like this new term that you just introduced. I probably wouldn't describe it as cute, though. I would describe it as sad
or pathetic.
Basically,
credit card abusers, they like use it.
And then they become slaves to the money, the debt that they owe. So, in conclusion, credit cards are a great convenience that must be used with caution.
True. So, in conclusion, 总之呢，信用卡的确是很方便，可是他们必须要很小心使用哦。With caution, 就是小心的、谨慎的。
Right. So, remember to keep track of bills and pay the balance in full each month. Now, I should tell you the balance means the amount of money you have in a bank account or the amount of money owed.
Right.
So when you have to pay the balance each month, you have to pay the money you owe on the credit card. We have two examples for each balance. The first, my balance on the credit card is 5,000 NT, but I can only afford 1,000 this month. So that's the balance owed. And the other one, the balance in an account, your bank account has a balance of 210,000 NT. So you got a little
money. Right.所以其实你只要怎么样 keep track of， 就是只要掌握或是记录，哎，你每个月在银行的 balance 是什么呢？就是余额或是结余，然后记得把全部的这个 balance 给付光光 ，in full 全部把它付掉。
Okay, so always bear in mind that the card is a loan from the bank, not free money. And bear in mind is our shortcut for you, so let's look at that real quick.
Shortcut for you.
What's wrong? You look sad.
I am. I'm in a dance competition this weekend, but my partner quit.
Oh no, that's terrible. What will you do?
I don't know. Unless... Are you willing to dance in the competition with me? Bear in mind that it won't be easy.
Pardon? I don't have any bears in my mind.
No. Bear in mind means you should consider something.
Oh, I get it. Bear in mind means 记住. Okay, but bear in mind that I'm a great dancer.
Really? Great. But bear in mind, this is a ballet competition that I'm in.
Oh no!
For you, so let's look at that real quick. Okay, so we learned bear in mind. So bear in mind that the credit card money is a loan from the bank, not free money.
Yeah.
Loan is the act of lending something, especially money, that has to be paid back, usually with interest, or an amount of money that has to be lent, that has been lent. example, I kind of wish I had received more financial aid for college, because those college loans take a long time to pay off.
They sure are. Loan 就是贷款这样的意思啦。Now this way, one can really enjoy the benefit brought by credit cards. Okay, 如此一来你就可以享受信用卡带来给你的 benefit 好处啦。See, I always pay my balance in full, so that's why I enjoy the benefit.
For you chat.
Okay, so we're at our exciting portion, well, the exciting conclusion portion of our...
Ask me.
Okay, here's the For You Chat question. Do you think using a credit card is a good or... Is it good or bad? Why?
I think it's good for especially people like me. I always pay my money on time and in full. And I think they're so convenient because I always pay my bills and everything. And you can earn reward points.
And what do you get with these reward points?
I think there is, like, discounts. And also, like, if you use credit cards, like, to watch movies, sometimes they're cheaper. Like,
buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
Okay, I actually do like that advantage.
You do.
But you know the best part?
Yeah.
It's my girlfriend's credit card, not mine. So I don't have to pay any balance.
Okay, so you don't think using credit card is good then?
No, it's bad. I don't want one. I don't like them.I don't like the idea of interest. If I can pay for it in cash, then I'll pay for it in cash.
But then you can... Whatever. Okay, so do you guys think using a credit card is good or bad?
And why?
Yeah.
Talk amongst yourselves. All right.
Punch each other.
No, don't punch. All right, but we'll see you next time. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The pros and cons of credit cards.
The credit card is the ultimate icon of the modern shopper. It's slim and more convenient than carrying lots of cash and counting coins. With credit cards, consumers can shop almost anywhere around the world. In addition, most purchases over the internet require credit cards.The allure of credit card has led many people to serious money trouble. All of the purchases made with credit cards create debt. If the debt is not repaid within a certain period, interest builds up. Furthermore, as credit cards are so easy to get and use, many enthusiastic shoppers overspendand owe more debts than they can pay back. In conclusion, credit cards are a great convenience that must be used with caution. Remember to keep track of bills and pay the balance in full each month. always bear in mind that the card is a loan from the bank, not free money. This way, one can really enjoy the benefit brought by credit cards.
Vocabulary Review. Consumer. To make profits, companies always pay attention to what consumers want. Debt. Leonard has a debt problem because he always owes his friends money. Repay. People must repay their bank after borrowing money to buy a house. Enthusiastic. Grace is enthusiastic about going to Europe during her summer vacation. Balance. If you pay off your credit card balance slowly, you end up paying more. Loan. Kelly got a loan from a bank and then opened her own restaurant.